It's time for Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite.
Rattler awaits a shotgun snap, gets it. Blitz coming, pressure coming. Barrett Carter getting out and sacking Rattler.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Oh, what a play by Mike Williams. A touchdown of 19 yards. I mean, he put Jamarcus King on his back and gave that chicken a ride.
He throws shoes.
Clark in a straight check.
He didn't need to do that. He threw it away. King Pickens.
To the sideline, caught first down.
What a hit! Denzel Ward! You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings.
Well, there's Chase Hunter. 2 seconds, one. Launches a three. Good if it goes. It does! Chase Hunter, the three at the buzzer, sends Putz into the locker room. Up 10, 35, 25.
A double pumper. That was a double pump shot.
That was another one from the band down by the river.
Now, let's go live to Facts and Childress and John Hite.
We welcome you in, everybody, to the Friday edition of Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite right here on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. We are excited to have you with us here on a Friday as we are live, as always, on Fridays from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson. Folks, this year's football season, you need to continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Tailgating trays, you can get yourself some nuggets, some strips, mac and cheese, delicious cookies, and more. Herb and Carol Tyler, they're both alums. They're going to take care of you, and they want to make sure they're a part of your Clemson tradition. So give Chick-fil-A at Clemson a call at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app. Very appreciative of Herb Tyler, all the great folks here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, for making this an opportunity for us, John, every Friday. And it doesn't feel right the day before a game not being at Chick-fil-A at this point. It's become a part of my routine. Here
absolutely.
For Clemson football.
Absolutely. It has become my Clemson football weekend now. Yeah, my tradition. You were talking about make Chick-fil-A a Clemson and Seneca part of your game day tradition. Well, it's now become a part of my game weekend tradition by starting it off here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson every Friday. And, you know, I'm excited here, Faxon, because unfortunately he is not here in person.
Oh, man.
But that doesn't mean we don't get the hard-hitting questions from Herb Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. So we're pleased to bring him on the phone lines right now. Herb, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great, man. We're very blessed here on a Friday. I can't lie to you, though, Herb. It's great to hear your voice over the airwaves, but it's not the same without you here, brother.
Chair's looking awfully empty, Herb.
Well, yeah, I wish I could be. I'm down in Atlanta at a Chick-fil-A conference, and you know how that is. I'll be back today to be able to help. And I know y'all got a special guest with you, so I'm going to make my time kind of short here today, but before you were a living, breathing human being, Faxon, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Who is a running back from SMU before you were a living, breathing human being who used to play for the Houston Oilers?
Oh, that's got to be Eric Dickerson. That's got to be Eric Dickerson, correct?
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I know that one. Is. That's some Madden knowledge helping me out there, Herb. I got to be completely honest with you. I was not alive at the time, but I've done enough homework to a certain degree that I do know Eric Dickerson. I am familiar with that young man's
Herb,
game.
Herb, if he didn't know who Eric Dickerson was, I'd cut his microphone off for the rest of the segment.
Well, I just had to check it out. I just didn't know if he knew who the Houston Oilers were.
That's a fair one to bring up. That's
that is
fair.
A fair one. Man, I miss Warren Moon. I may have never seen him play live, but I miss Warren Moon, man. Bring back the Oilers.
Yeah. But anyway, a couple of things that I want you all to go through, and after I get off the air here. Number one, I can't start out the month of October without breast cancer awareness. Tigers for Tatas. And in a little bit when I'm off, give everybody the number to text to give. Guys, this is a big deal. It's amazing the number of people I've met this week at a Chick-fil-A conference who have been affected by breast cancer. And it's really early detection and education. And it's a big deal. So go over to that today. And the Roar is very generous in supporting local outreaches. And there's something that I'm passionate about. Neil Monahan's passionate about. He's here with y'all. And if y'all would talk about Clemson Community Care and the needs that are out there, the big backyard benefit that is coming up, it's a great cause. Every ticket, every bit of it goes to Clemson Community Care, and there's a big need.
Yeah.
So y'all do that. And do cover the keys of the game for Clemson. This is probably the biggest because, you know, the last – Power Four that have come in here have been too good for us. So
yeah.
If y'all would do that, and I will tell you, I've been to the backyard benefit that Neil's going to talk about. It's a blast, man. I mean, it's a blast. It's laid back. It's cool. You meet a lot of people. You bring your long chairs. This year's four bands, and you'll just have a great time. And the last thing, everybody, appreciate your support of Carol and I, Chick-fil-A Clemson. Order your tailgating packages. And John and Faxon, thank y'all so much for what y'all do. And if y'all break down the game, I'll have more questions, football questions as we go. But I do have to say this. I think I was the only one that thought LSU and South Carolina would be closer last week.
Hey, that was a good game, though. It was 20-10 final. South Carolina's defense looked pretty good, Herb, but that O-line needs some work down there in Columbia.
Well, I think they've been getting some this week. But
yeah, that is true.
We'll find out. So anyway, guys, we appreciate it. We look forward to the Tigers. This is a big game for us. Everybody show up. Let's cheer it on. And don't forget, it's breast cancer awareness football game as well. So
yes,
look
for
forward
sure
to listening to Neil tell you all about what's getting ready to happen in the Backyard Bash. And I need people to go online and buy a ticket. If you can't buy a ticket, you can go on and donate. And it's a big local need. And thanks to the Roar for being a media sponsor.
Well, we appreciate you, Herb, and it's going to be a while before we catch up, brother. Bye week next week, so we'll see you here at Chick-fil-A and Clemson in two Fridays against Duke.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Herb. That is Herb Tyler, the owner here at Chick-fil-A Clemson, Chick-fil-A Seneca. Folks, I love Chick-fil-A.com. Get in with all your orders. Nothing goes better with Clemson football than Chick-fil-A. And with some of the things that Herb's rolled out on the menu for us the last couple weeks, John, I'm going to be frequenting Chick-fil-A more and more. They might be draining my bank account a little bit, to be fully candid with you. But it's more than worth it here at Chick-fil-A at Clemson.
And they do it to all of us. So don't act like you're the only one who takes the financial hit coming to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get our guy Neil Monahan in here with us. Neil, second time joining the show, man. Appreciative of you coming out to Chick-fil-A and Clemson here.
Thanks for having me. And I appreciate Herb and Carol being so gracious and allowing me to get on the show with you guys.
Okay, so we're going to run through this event again because it's so many great things that you guys are doing with the Backyard Benefit Concert. Four different bands presented by AnMed, of course, as well. Give us a little bit of a breakdown on what October 25th is going to look like.
Well, again, as Herb said, this is the first year. This is the fourth annual that we've done it, but this is the first year we've had four bands. So it is going to be exciting. It's going to start at 2 o'clock and go all the way to 10. So I'll just give you the quick rundown. 2 o'clock, Gert Arwood is a guy coming from Nashville, but is local. So he grew up here, and he's coming back home to sing. He's got a great sound. And then at 4 o'clock, we've got Daisy Chain. You guys may have heard of them. They did a lot of stuff downtown, back streets,
yep.
the city downtown thing that they've done. The lead singer, Tommy Roberts, is, if you haven't heard her, she is phenomenal. I heard her do a heart song, Barracuda. and it's a rangy song,
yes.
And she nailed it. It is unbelievable. So you guys have something to look forward to there. The Grateful Brothers, they have a huge following.
Love the Grateful Brothers.
Larry Williams, I'm sure, is familiar to you guys. You know, he's in that band. And what's interesting about these guys, I've never seen this before. They've got two drummers. They play simultaneously somehow.
It's really fun to watch. It is really fun to watch.
I haven't seen them, so I'm excited to see that happen.
I got to see Larry play the drums. I mean, I've heard he's, like, incredibly
yes.
talented on top of being a great Clemson insider and source and all that. But the drummer, that's his main calling card, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, well, I know this. They have a huge following around here.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
They're going to be good. They're going to be at 6 o'clock, and then the next move, who you guys, as young as you are, may not be familiar with, but they're hot in the 80s,
okay.
And they don't necessarily play very much anymore. We're kind of lucky to get them, but when they do get together, it's pretty special.
Man, I'm excited for this, and obviously, you know, we're a media sponsor here at The Roar and looking forward to the 4th annual Backyard Benefit Concert. 4 great bands and artists that are going to be on hand for you guys, and that's really just the tip of the iceberg, Neil. I mean, obviously, the music is going to be great. It's the main draw, but it's the activities, it's the vendors, it's the community that's making this possible.
That's right. I mean, this is a family event. Kids under 12 get in free. Students are $20. If you show up and you didn't get a ticket, it's $40 at the door. If you're able to buy them in advance, they're $35, get a little bit of break there. But when you get there, I mean, the food vendors we've got, of course, Chick-fil-A will be there. We've got Your Pie Pizza. We've got Evolve Kitchen and Table. Bougie Beverage will be there. The activities we're going to have we'll have a chiropractic massage table that'll be there. So that'll be interesting.
We get cornhole, too. Mickey Plyler's son whooped my tail in cornhole the
Is that
other
right?
day out in the offices. We got a
yes,
mascot appearance from the Clemson Tiger,
yeah.
as well as my understanding. So, like, this is a very family-friendly event, folks. If you're at home, bring your kids. Kids under 12 get in for free. If you're a student at Clemson, you can get in for $20. And, again, as Neil said, $35, you're going to get yourself a $5 break with the all-day ticket if you order in advance. And all proceeds going directly to Clemson Community
Care. Yeah, that's a big point of this thing. Any ticket that is purchased, 100% of that goes to Clemson Community Care. We started this thing with about 10 companies that said, hey, we think this is a good thing. We're going to help you. We're over 25.
Wow.
And so in all kinds of aspects. And so people have kind of see this is a good thing. And Clemson Community Care, they have an important role in our community, and they do it well. And so we're trying to support that. And coming into Thanksgiving and Christmas is a big time. So, you know, we're going to have a great time and have a lot of fun, but we also realize what this is for. This is going to benefit them. And so a couple things, make sure that you bring your coolers and your chairs.
Okay.
And if you decide to park in one of the public parking lots, we will have, it's very easy to see, the Cowboy Cadillac. It's a bus with a cutoff top.
Okay.
So you're not going to miss it. But they're going to be making a loop around all the different places to park. And so then they will take it that way, because if you've got your cooler and your chair, you're even kind of mired down. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible. But you can park anywhere downtown, and that thing will be making the loop.
Man, this is just such an awesome event, and very blessed to be a media sponsor of this for the 4th annual Backyard Benefit Concert. You get 4 bands and 1 backyard presented by AnMed. You've got an onslaught of sponsors, activities, vendors. Bring the family, bring the friends, bring your grandma. It doesn't matter who you bring, folks. You need to bring everybody you know under the sun and get them out here to see these 4 excellent artists and bands on October 25th. And Neil, tell them where they can check out all of this online and go to purchase tickets.
Yeah, so if they go to our website, which is monahan-code.com, at the very top, you can say click here, and you can go in and buy them, or you can go straight to Clemson Community Care. You can go to their website. They will be able to buy tickets there. And at the site we'll have QR codes around, so people, if they want to feel like they want to donate, we'll yeah. absolutely make it easy for them.
The White House on College Avenue backyard, 422 College Avenue in Clemson, monahan-co.com. That is monahan-co.com to go purchase some tickets today. And Neil, we thank you so much for your time. We thank you so much for all you guys are doing within the community. And this is going to be a blast. Everybody needs to get out the weekend of October 25th. Folks, it's a bye week. Bring your family, bring your kids, bring your friends, whoever you need to bring. You're getting 4 great bands, 4 great concerts. concerts. Talk about bang for your buck as well. I mean, an all-day activity
it's an
all-day for $35.
Ticket, absolutely.
Yeah, all-day ticket for sure. Well, Neil, thank you so much. Again, Monahan-Co.com for tickets to the fourth annual Backyard Benefit Concert. Four bands, one backyard. Thank you so much, Neil.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for getting the word out.
Of course. Monahan-Co.com, Monahan-Co.com for your tickets to the fourth annual Backyard Benefit Concert. All proceeds going to Clemson Community Care, a great cause within our community.
Absolutely a great cause within our community. And coming back from the other side of this break, speaking of our community, we have breaking news.
We have breaking news.
And you don't know what it is yet.
I do not know what it is yet.
So let's go to break. And
Okay, I'm a little bit scared.
Got some breaking news on the other side of this break.
We'll take a quick break. And according to John, we got breaking news. Neil Monahan, again, Backyard Benefit Concert, Monahan-Co.com. Support the community. Support Clemson Community Care. Quick break here with Faxon and John on the Roar.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation? And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag on Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the Upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the Upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
We are the Nix family, and this is our Ingalls story.
Welcome to Henderson County, North Carolina, known throughout the South as Apple Country. Here, the family of Apple Wedge Farm is in its fifth and sixth generation, cultivating fresh fruit for the local community and beyond. For decades, these beautiful, locally grown apples have graced the shelves of Ingalls markets, and we look forward to carrying them for decades to come. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, with the annual enrollment period upon us, will Gary or his agent service my area in Spartanburg? My plan is making a lot of changes.
Great question, listener, and thanks for asking. If you are not our customer already, you should be concerned. My customers get both a letter from their plan in September and my assessment of how their existing plan stacks up compared to the others in October. We sell the big seven companies and do not have a dog in the hunt. We want to help meet your needs. And yes, I have agents who work under my supervision who service all of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. Call today, 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. If you're not already Gary's customer, you may not be in the know. Give Gary a call today, 864-307-8484.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
For 24-monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
We welcome you back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite continues here on 105.5, 97.5, The Roar. Do we have Ben back there?
I see what Ben's doing here this morning. We could get to that maybe at some point later on.
I jumped the gun there, so that's my fault. Apologies to upper management. Also, I gotta tell it myself here. I don't know if I got called out on the air because I wasn't tuned in to the program yesterday. I was late on my picks for the first time all year.
And you were giving grace. I heard the segment.
I was giving grace. I had the email drafted. I just forgot to send it. It was an honest mistake. This wasn't like a slacking off type thing. I had it in the document all week or in the email all week, and I was just teetering back and forth based off of Clemson's quarterback injury status, to be completely honest, with the audience. And things are not trending great for QB1. He was listed as questionable on our availability report. We'll get there, but I went with SMU. So my bad to upper management for that. Thank you for being graceful yesterday on the airwaves.
That pesky send button. Real quick, we talked about breaking news here in the Clemson area before we went to break. The first person I saw report this, I give Chapel Fowler of the State, who you can hear Wednesday mornings at 9:20 here on our show. Clemson has approved a long-term contract extension for athletic director Graham Neff that will keep him at the university through 2031. Man. Neff will make $1.25 million in total salary for this year, and it will escalate over the life of the deal.
Graham, if you're out there listening, let me hold 20, brother. No, in all seriousness, congratulations. I think Clemson arguably has the best athletic director in the country. When you look at Graham Neff, a young, innovative mind that's transcended a lot of barriers here at Clemson, made some really good decisions in relation to rev share as well. So I think Clemson's got a great leader, and when you have a great leader, other people take notice of that, right, John? So you got to make sure to lock him up early, even if his contract wasn't expiring for a couple more years in a similar way to how Dabo Sweeney's wasn't at the beginning of Graham Neff's era. You get out in front of that, and you lock up people that are elite long-term, and Graham Neff embodies every part of that word elite. So congratulations to Graham. Just a really good dude and a really down-to-earth dude. And I think Clemson's in great hands as long as he is at the helm of the athletic department. So great and fantastic news that all Tigers fans should be rejoicing, John.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very excited for to keep Graham Neff around here for the long haul.
Yes, and definitely excited.
If I could just add one thing to that, too. I did see President Clement said we wanted to, as you said, we want to lock Graham down long term, and said we want him to spend his entire career here. You know, he recognizes the importance of the president and the AD being in alignment with one another, and I think that speaks volumes to, I mean, Graham's a young, relatively young man, and we want to lock him down for his entire career to be at Clemson. That's saying something.
Yeah, you know, Ben, he's not too many years older than me if we want to go ahead and just lock me down for the rest of my career. You know, we can go ahead and have that same arrangement.
You're day-to-day, hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute.
I'm minute-by-minute like Cade Klubnik. I'll take
exactly.
it.
Exactly. love that. But, yeah, in all seriousness as well with Graham, I mean, both of you guys kind of hit on it. To have unison from the top down is important for any successful business, you know, any sort of endeavor, anything in life. Your administration has to be aligned if you want to be successful. So to have the president and the athletic director aligned and in unison from the top down with what their vision is for this institution and what their vision is for this athletic department, not only in the short term but in the long term, that's something that is really, really admirable from Clemson's administration, and all Clemson fans should be celebrating, because that's not something that's super common, right? To have the president, to have the athletic director, to have all this infrastructure of support and administration, everyone on board with the innovation and Clemson trying to ascend into the new landscape of collegiate athletics, I'm just really proud of everybody for getting this done.
Oh, absolutely. And you go look at, you know, the hires that he has made have been very good, and you also look at, you talk about alignment. You have it with the football department, with your president, athletic director, and coach. You have it with men's basketball. You seem to have it. You can speak to this better than I can with women's basketball.
Yes.
It seems to be there with men's soccer. It's all across campus. There seems to be alignment under Graham Neff. So very excited about this extension and excited that he's going to be here in Tigertown for the long haul.
Man, we are so blessed. Shout out to Graham. You know, Graham's always perfect. The only thing, he's a yellow jacket, man. Gosh, not everybody can be perfect.
You
Everybody's
got
to have some flaws.
Only one man walked this earth perfect.
Yeah.
All right?
We're gonna
only one man has done it.
We're going to let it slide. Graham Neff, congratulations once again, brother. Big-time extension there, and Clemson's in great hands with him at the helm of the athletic department. All right, let's hop into some football talk. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in. Phone lines open. Adams Co. Roofing text line open. We'd love for you to join the program. And, John, I know we want to put Clemson on the back burner to a certain degree today with a bunch of guests coming in to talk Clemson. I want to get into our Pick'em contest at some point soon to start breaking down some of these games, including Louisville and Miami. Do we have somebody on the phone lines, if I'm not mistaken? Nobody on the phone lines?
Nobody on the phone lines, but I did want to bring up, you know, yesterday was our big day of giving here on the
yes.
Text to Give, and you know, Amy and our social media team just posted this, so I feel it's okay to kind of give out this information. Yesterday, in the incredible push by everybody all across the upstate, we had Walt on the early slot. We were at Whataburger. There in Easley, Quok and Ben were here in Clemson at Nicolet Relaunch, and then Mickey was out there at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca yesterday. We raised over $37,500 yesterday as a radio station.
Man. That's...
And that includes, yes, our $10,000 matching donor at the early part that we hit before we passed things off to Out of Bounds. $37,500 yesterday.
That's crazy.
That's absolutely insane.
In one day.
In one day.
And listen, that's
not a 24-hour day.
That's not John. That's not me. That's not Ben. That's not Quark. That's y'all. That's everybody that's listening and deciding to be so generous, you know, with your money and knowing that it's going to a great cause with the All In team and the All In Foundation. So again, what is that, $37,500 yesterday alone?
$37,500.
We got the best listeners in the country, and that's not an exaggeration. There's nobody else in the country, and that's a well-deserved round of applause there from Ben Milstead back at Mission Control. There's nobody else in the country that's going to rally around a community for one day specifically and raise almost $40,000. I mean, that's absolutely obscene. So a big shout out to all of you guys at home. You guys go big for us every October. You go big for breast cancer every October, and it's very much appreciated. Very humbled and very blessed, John, to be able to just be a part of something like that. Like hearing that number out loud and thinking about how many lives that are going to be saved.
Yeah.
Knowing the data that we give you guys about the 1 in 8 and all the mammographies, like you are saving so many lives each and every time you choose to donate to Tigers for Tatas. And you can continue to do that throughout the rest of the month of October. T4T to 53555. You guys at home are saving lives in real time, and it's changing women's lives here in the upstate.
And do you want to talk about momentum going into the weekend? We are having the breast cancer game here in Death Valley Saturday afternoon, where at the Tiger pregame show, you will be able to go by and see Quok and get your Tigers for Tatas merch, and you can make donations there. That's the type of momentum we want to take into this weekend and take into this football game.
Yes, that is the type of momentum that needs to carry over to this weekend. And let's win off the field and let's win on the field. Definitely excited to look forward to this weekend and what all we can accomplish. But again, big thank you to our listeners. You can donate throughout the entire month of October at T4T to 53555. All right, John, would you like to start with the pick 'em? Would you like to start with the Clemson quarterback fiasco? Or would you like to save that topic for our guests for throughout the course of the program today?
Is it a fiasco?
I don't know if it is much
because
of a fiasco.
Because the only update we have had is Cade Klubnik was listed as questionable in the availability report last night.
Yeah, Cade Klubnik is questionable on the availability
report. Is that a fiasco? I mean, do I feel great about it? No, but I don't know if it's necessarily a fiasco at this point in time. Can it turn into a fiasco?
It can turn into a fiasco.
Tomorrow at 3:30, it definitely can.
Yes, that is the case. All right, I'm going to start. We're going to take a hard right turn because I got to walk out a take. And Texter gets in and says, y'all are really making me wait to hear this Urban Meyer stance. So I tweeted out something slightly insane yesterday. And before we get into the games, I just want to give my take here because I think I'm going to be able to talk you into this, John. I really do. And I think that because I called one of my friends, Austin, yesterday, and I'm like, hey, I've got an idea. Tell me if this sounds ludicrous. And the first thing out of his mouth was, yeah, this sounds absolutely ludicrous. By the end of the phone call, he was talked into the vision to a certain extent. All right? If I'm Penn State, I would hire Urban Meyer, and here's why. What does Penn State need right now more than anything, from your perspective? Because my answer to that question would be a short-term solution. You need a guy that's going to come in and provide win-now results. You don't fire a 10-plus win coach on a yearly basis to hire somebody that's going to take a little bit to get it rolling. So you need a guy that's a get-right-now guy, a quick-fix guy. He's going to come in, bring talent with him, patch the holes up, and find a way to win quick. And guess what? For Urban Meyer, that's what he's done his entire career. If I'm Penn State, this is an absolute no-brainer, slam-dunk home run hire in Urban Meyer if you just ignore everything off the field in the last 5 years.
And if you ignore who Urban Meyer is as a human being?
Yes. Football coach Urban Meyer is the freaking man. And here's his credentials to go with it, okay? This is why I think, and this would be my vision for Penn State football, my proposal for Penn State football. 3-year contract that's laden with incentives. No large buyout on the end of it. The incentives are winning the Big Ten championship and winning the national championship. If one of those two things happen, you can kick in an extension. If neither of those two things happen within 3 years...
He can have a health issue.
He can have a health issue. You can cut ties. There's no buyout, etc. But here is why I am so confident, supremely confident, that this would work for the Penn State Nittany Lions in the short term. All right? Year two for Urban Meyer is the money spot throughout the course of his career. Bowling Green in 2002, 9-3. He jumps ship to Utah, where he goes 12-0 and wins the Fiesta Bowl in year two at the helm. So what does he do then? He jumps ship to Florida, 13-1 in year two, and wins the BCS championship. Goes to Ohio State in 2012, year one, 12-0. Year two, 12-2, 14-1, 12-1. Those are the first 4 years on Urban Meyer's resume with a national championship to accompany it at Ohio State. He has had four career destinations, four, as a head coach in college football. Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. His track record in year two, 9-3, 12-0 Fiesta Bowl win at Florida, 13-1 national championship at Ohio State, 12-2 Orange Bowl loss, came back in year three and won the freaking national championship the next year at Ohio State.
I don't disagree with the stats that you gave because that's factual information. But here's the issue I have with this. The last time he was a head coach in college football is 2018.
Yes, and there is something to be said about that.
Every single thing about the sport has changed since 2018.
And
I also don't think that like the scheme genius, because we're seeing it happen at Auburn right now. You were a schematic genius in the last decade does not guarantee that you'll have a schematic advantage now in the sport.
I think that's more than fair. And there's going to be a big adjustment for Urban if he hypothetically does get a job adjusting to the new era. Here's why I think it benefits Urban Meyer, okay? Take a trip back to 2013, 2014, whenever it may be. Let's just be completely blunt and completely honest with ourselves here in relation to Urban Meyer. There was likely some shady stuff going on behind closed doors at both Florida and Ohio State. And that's probably in relation to some level of financials that are being allocated to the players. I'm going to use the Will Wade logic here, okay? If he was doing it while it was illegal, What in the world's preventing him from doing it at a high level when it is legal and it is shark-infested waters and essentially free agency to go compile a roster? Urban used to have to go in homes and recruit and get freshmen and develop freshmen. Now he has a stockpile of transfer portal talent on his hands that he's going to be able to supply his team with on a year-to-year basis. At most places, you're not building programs, you're building teams on a year-to-year basis. And I think that, again, I'm not saying that they need to go build a statue for the guy or give him the keys to the kingdom for 10 years.
No, we're not building statues at Penn State ever again.
This is a three-year, please help me get right now, Urban Meyer panic button fix, because here's the thing with Penn State. If they entrench somebody long-term and they sign another one of these mega contracts with a big buyout and it flops, they're stuck and they're screwed. And their job status is going to take a massive hit on the open market if they go with one of these younger guys and try and build a program and they fade into irrelevance as a 7-5, 8-4 team. Urban Meyer gives you juice. Urban Meyer gives you clout. Urban Meyer gives you street cred. And you have a two-time national champion head coach that's going to be rolling into Happy Valley with a motivated chip on his shoulder to kick Ohio State's butt each and every year. I think that this is the perfect hire.
I also won. I don't think he wants to do that.
You don't think he wants to kick Ohio State's butt?
No. He wants to be the favored son in Columbus, Ohio. Go watch him on that silly little Fox kickoff show.
He is an Ohio State guy.
And he's out there in public. I just don't see it. I think he's got a nice little life now. We've all forgotten how bad Jacksonville was, and he's just a favored guy in Columbus. I just don't see it. Because part of the issue, you know, we talk about a good bit with Hugh Freeze. One of the reasons why he was so good in the mid-2010s is because he was cheating and nobody else really was. Well, now if everybody else is also doing it, I just don't really see how this is going to help. Like, yeah, part of his advantage was he didn't care about breaking the rules and, you know, doing things that were against NCAA violations. But now I just don't know if everybody else is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Because he had that advantage.
And I think that's understandable. I think that's understandable for sure. And here's the thing with me. I'm going to walk this out a little bit on the other side of a quick break. 654-ROAR is the number. I will fully admit when I'm saying this, I am focusing my gear and my kind of slant and agenda here for Penn State. This is 95% on the field. And I will say that I'm also aware that, like, the off-the-field optics and baggage that come with hiring Urban Meyer to be the Penn State head football coach do not make a ton of logical sense. I am more than willing to admit that. But here's the final thing I'll say on this before a quick break. You don't fire James Franklin to not bring in somebody that's won the big game. I think it would be a slap in the face to this fan base to bring in a Matt Rhule or even a Manny Diaz, and I think very highly of those coaches. But I look, and I've tried to process this a lot before we brought this up, John, because I wanted to make sure I had a take that was well articulated and well thought out on the topic of James Franklin. You look through his resume, it's stamped. I'm not sure how much better Penn State can do than James Franklin as far as a winning 10-plus games on a year-to-year basis, and I fear about what the future could look like for that program unless they hire a big dog that's won the big game. Because if you're hiring a Matt Rhule who can't win the big game instead of a James Franklin, I don't know what the optics on that look like. Quick break here on the program. Final segment of hour number one up next.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
The Tigers return home to face the SMU Mustangs, and we've got you covered with all the action, starting 6 hours before kick at 9:30 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery. The Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 12:30. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson athletics, where every day is game day.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Save up to 50% at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Browse the largest display of hot tubs, cold therapy tubs, swim spas, and saunas in the region from major brands at up to 50% off. Over 30 spas will be on display and immediate delivery is available. Show admission and parking are free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Visit hottubexpo.com. That's hottubexpo.com.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear from Cozy Fall Hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
got Ben Milstead spinning it back at Mission Control. Fax and Childress, John Hite continuing live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson here on a Friday. It's game day eve, if you will, for the Clemson football Tigers. And just excited, John. Just excited for the game tomorrow. Excited to be here at Chick-fil-A. We've got the pretzel bun, fried, grilled, and spicy here, courtesy of the great folks at Chick-fil-A. Going to be delving into that at the next break. The hospitality here is great, and if you want the hospitality to be great for you on game day, go with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and go with Chick-fil-A of Seneca. I love Chick-fil-A.com or hop on that mobile app. All your tailgating needs are going to be taken care of. And listen, if you're at home right now and you're thinking about going anywhere else for your tailgating needs, we know you're a liar. Everybody loves Chick-fil-A, and you might not, just not be American if you don't love Chick-fil-A at this point, John. So go with Chick-fil-A for your tailgating needs.
No argument here. Let's head into the phones right now. Let's first, we're going to go to Knowles Fan. We'll go to Skip in Georgia after that. Knowles Fan, how you doing this morning?
What's going on, guys? Appreciate y'all letting me get in.
What's going on, Knowles Fan? Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, man, real quick on the Penn State thing, I'm not firing James Franklin for Manny Diaz. I'm just saying that right now. There's no way I'm doing that. I would take James Franklin at Florida State in a heartbeat. And I mean, you could call me crazy. Maybe I am crazy, but I think he could do good at Florida State. I mean, like, I know he had trouble with some big games, but I'm just saying I'm not firing him to bring in Manny Diaz or Matt Rhule. That's just my opinion on that.
And Knowles Fan, I'm 100% with you. Like, in my Urban Meyer take is kind of rooted in that fact, which is like, okay, you fired the guy that can't win the big game, and he's lost the donors, and he's lost the locker room, and we're going to hit the reset button. So what optic message does it send to your fan base in Happy Valley if you hire a replacement that has the exact same problem as James Franklin and can't win the big game? The issue is who on the open market has won the big game.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's a tough position for Penn State to make a hire because you have to get it right there. So I was shocked by that. Again, I mean, I understand it to an extent. I mean, you want to win national championships, but, I mean, you've been competing. At least you're going to the playoffs. I mean, you could win two games in a whole regular season. I'm just saying. So, you know, sometimes it's not so bad. But, you know, I want to talk a little Florida State football. I called, you know, at the beginning of the week and, you know, obviously I'm – kind of upset with Mike Norvell and everything, but I appreciate y'all letting me get on his vent, and I just think he's had enough time, but I'm still going to cheer for this team. I have to, but this Stanford's the most win, and it's kind of worse. I mean, you're playing Stanford at 10:30 at night. Your guys better be focused, and you better win this game, because I know if you don't win this game, Mike Norvell might get left in California. I mean, he really might. So,
yeah,
this team's got a lot of pressure on them now. What is your thoughts on that?
I think he's getting fired if you lose this one, just to be completely blunt, Knowles Fan, and I think it would be deserved. I'm not all the way out on Norvell like some FSU fans are, but at the same time, like when you're at a blue blood program like Florida State, you can't lose 10 out of 11 ACC games over a two-season stretch and expect to retain your job unless there's some massive turnaround in season. Like, I honestly don't think getting to 7-5 is enough. I think you need a couple signature wins down the stretch for Mike Norvell. I think you need to beat Clemson. You need to beat Florida, or else you need to consider making some changes this offseason. I understand that buyout is going to be a big-time figure, but, John, like, the typical signifier that this is your last chance is when you do the whole, we're going to clean house on the staff and fire the coordinators and hire new ones. He got that this season. They're 0-3 in ACC play through three games. There's definitely signs of cracks in the armor down in Tallahassee with the head ball coach in my eyes.
Oh, no, there certainly are. I think for me, I don't necessarily disagree with any of your sentiment. And I also think it is time to go. I just need to know, in terms of the contract, like, what is the payout structure?
Yeah.
Like, is it one of those contracts where you have
million.
To have a
it's
lump sum of
million,
it?
But I don't think you have. Yeah, I don't think you have to pay a lump sum. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
okay,
I don't
so
think
like,
it's a lump
is it,
sum. But it is $58 million.
So it's going to be equal payments every month for the life of the deal. And if that's the case, if you can turn it into a line item, then I think that they make the move at some point in time here in the near future. Because I think what you were starting to see in this era of college football is it is you can spend the money, you can get the money back, but you can't get the fan investment back.
Well, I'll say this. I listen to the Jeff Cameron show, and at first he was thinking, you know, it's just not going to happen. Mike Norvell's got it. And just talking to some of his sources, you know, they said, you know, Mike's not as safe as we think. He's going to have to prove himself, and I think he almost has to win out because I think some of the big money boosters is a little fed up at Florida State because of all the things. I mean, he's 1-8, I think, against FBS opponents. I mean, Alabama win, and then you've got 7 straight losses. I mean, it's everything's added up, and y'all know that I've been nothing but supportive of Florida State and Mike Norvell, but when all this adds up and adds up and adds up and you just can't win, you know, it starts to be frustrating. But I do think we beat Stanford. I think we have to beat Stanford. So give me 34-20. We'll take Florida State over the Noles. But if they lose, I agree with y'all. They're gone. Thank y'all so much for letting me get in, and go Noles.
Of course, Noles fan, you're welcome anytime. We appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR is the number. And, John, before we take our next phone call, any final comments to kind of tie the loop on? I mean, it's clearly a must-win game.
It's a must-win. And it's hard to believe that we have a Friday night 10:30 kick in the ACC on the West Coast and a Saturday night 10:30 kick on the West Coast, and both of them for the road teams are must-wins.
Yeah, I mean,
like, North Carolina has to win at Cal, or at least look like they have a pulse. And if Florida State drops this game to Stanford,
Fire everyone.
I think we could have a Lane Kiffin situation where they tell Mike Norvell, find your own flight home.
What everybody thinks Lane would take the Florida job. Would Lane take the Florida State job over Ole Miss?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't think he'd leave the SEC for an SEC troll.
He's an SEC troll.
Yeah.
It's why everyone said, what about Lane Kiffin to Penn State? I just don't see it.
I
think he is comfortable in the Southeast. He's comfortable with the same buddies he can troll. You know, I think he likes being he likes calling Kirby Smart fat and all that type of stuff. So, speaking of Kirby Smart, we're going to head to the phone lines. Skip in Georgia's on hold. Skip, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing well. Thank you for getting in.
Thanks for getting me in. Shout out again to Ben Milstead for spinning it back in the studio. Guys, today.
Ben's killing it this morning.
You're a sensible guy. I think the world of you. But this Urban Meyer to Penn State is lunacy. Like, just
thank you, Skip.
Like a program with, to put it mildly, a checkered past is not going to fire one scumbag to go get an even bigger scumbag with an even bigger checkered past.
I think that element of it is fair. Where I'm kind of gearing the conversation and why I think Urban, maybe even if he's not the guy, could be the guy, I just think they need a short-term fix, and I fear that if they go for something more long-term and more of like a younger option that they want entrenched for ages, that's going to come with another big buyout on the end of it. That's going to come with another big contract on the end of it. And I think right now you have an unemployed Urban Meyer that's just sitting there salivating to get back in the game. You could give him a 2-year contract where you don't leave yourself too financially risky, and it could make sense. But the off-the-field stuff, Skip, I have to acknowledge, like, that would clearly be a nightmare, and Penn State would have to swallow their pride.
You know, I know that wins cover a multitude of sins, but if we're just going to completely disregard everything and go ahead and make a deal with the devil, go ahead and hire Urban, get Petrino to be the OC, and get DJ Durkin to be your defensive coordinator.
Skip, you are spot on this morning, sir. You are spot on. All those scumbags on one staff would just make me real easy to pull against Penn State.
Maybe they could all go matching neck braces on the sidelines. Who knows?
I've always hated Penn State because of my dad. Like when his senior year, when they played Penn State in the Sugar Bowl, and Todd Blackledge did his thing. But if we're just going to go ahead and shake hands with the devil, put all the scumbags on one staff, and let them all be happy together. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
You know what I mean.
You
might as well let him ride into the sunset. Skip, we got 2 minutes left in the segment, but before we let you go, got to get your prediction for this weekend with your dogs. I tend to think you guys are in a pretty good spot against Ole Miss. A little bit of a look-ahead spot last week for the Rebels. Where are you at on your Georgia Bulldogs headed into this weekend?
I like Georgia's ability to run the ball against the Ole Miss defense. I think that Auburn defense, especially in the front seven, is probably the best that Georgia will see for the remaining of its season, barring some playoff run. I think that Georgia will be able to run the ball, especially if Chauncey Bowens is healthy and if Nate Frazier can hold on to it and Gunner has the ability to move around in the pocket a little bit and get, you know, a little bit of mobility downfield. I think that Ole Miss will come in motivated to prove that last week was a one-off. I think that Lane will be fired up, but I think so will Kirby. I could see this being like a 27-20, 27-17 type Georgia win.
Yeah, I think that's somewhere in that range is kind of exactly where I'm at as well, Skip. We got to take a top of the hour break, but best of luck to your dogs this weekend. I'll be rooting for them and hope they get the job done.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to y'all tomorrow. Whoever's under center, I think that you perform well, and I hope you do.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Skip. Thanks for getting
that. Real quick, Don Munson got on the personal text line with a much better idea than yours. What about John Harbaugh to Penn State if things don't go well with the Ravens the rest of the year? You never know.
Oh, I like that. See, now you actually have somebody that's got some character, and he brings winning as well. So this
Don
seems like
or Harbaugh?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Just making sure.
Yes, Don and Harbaugh, both great men of character. Urban Meyer, I'm not sure I can say the same. But I will say this before we take a quick break. You do understand the logical angle of the being a winner and bringing that level of resume to the job.
Your logic is sound. The individual you selected was extremely poor.
Yeah, I guess that is fair. If Penn State's willing to make a deal with the devil, as Skip put it, then Urban Meyer might be the new head ball coach. But I could see Harbaugh if things really do flame out in Baltimore. That's a good little call from Don. I hadn't even thought about that. All right, we're going to have Cole Girard from Clemson Sports Media checking in to talk Clemson football on the program in hour two right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cal Pens, 97.5 Spartanburg.